horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver!
Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away! John Stoddard, head of the Golconda Mining Syndicate, was getting more and more angry as he argued with Hank Sims of the Overland Freight Line.
It's an obligation, Sims. You've got to do it.
Do you hear me?
You've got to.
Now, calm down, Stoddard. Calm down and stop telling me what I got to do.
Our mining operations are shut down. We can't do a thing without the machinery. That machinery has been standing at the railroad siding for over a month now.
I know it has, Stoddard. Everyone in town's been falling over those boxes and cases and things.
Then move it for me. You've got wagons. You're in the freight business.
Not me. No siree. I wouldn't take a lead job with 10 times the equipment I've got. You better deal with Silver Dollar.
Do you know how much the Silver Dollar line wants for moving that machinery?
Silver Dollar's a big outfit. Me? I'm just a small business, Stoddard. I only got 6 wagons.
Silver Dollar wants 2 bits a unit. 10 times what would be a fair price. And on top of that, I've got to sign a contract to give them all the freighting of our ore.
That's what I heard.
I can't do it. It's robbery.
Stoddard, the Silver Dollar line knows the spot you're in. You've got to have machinery and you've got to move ore.
That's no reason for Cal Conway to rob me. I won't meet the Silver Dollar terms. You've got to freight that machinery for me.
Count me out, Stoddard.
What's the matter? You afraid?
Yes.
What? You admit it?
You're doggone right I do. Do you know what would happen if I put that machinery on my wagons? It'd be the last trip those wagons would ever make.
Now, look here, Sims.
No use talking about it, Stoddard.
What could Conway do to you?
Well, it's a long trip from here to your mines, and it's wild country. Drivers could be shot and wagons burned. The Indians would be blamed for anything that happened.
Conway wouldn't do anything like that.
He'd hire men that would.
Nonsense.
Conway'd make it downright hot for anyone that came between him and that contract he wants. Me? I ain't taking the risk.
Put the lock inside barn near the shed. Be sure you stand clear of the high man. He's full of cussed devilmen.
Who's that?
Muley Mason. He raises mules.
Come on, you no good fourth-rate cousin or razorback. Get along there.
I had Nail and Mule. Mason took care of it for me.
Well, Hank, that long-eared son of Satan's all right now. My kid's putting it in your shed.
Thanks, Muley.
If that old crowbait was mine, I'd throw a hitch in his tail and take the cussiness out of him.
Muley. Shake hands with John Stoddard. This is Muley Mason, Stoddard.
Glad to know you.
Howdy. What ails you, Stoddard? You got a look like I once seen in the face of a jackass that drunk a quart of coal oil by mistake.
Stoddard's got a headache about moving some freight.
Headache about moving freight? Why, what's there to that?
Have you ever tried to handle a freight shipment?
Nothing to it. It's just a case of pick her up in one place and put her down in another. Now, if you had my business, 200 stubborn, self-sneaking, double-crossing mules, there's where you get yourself a headache. A first-class prize-winning headache.
Stoddard owns them cases on the station platform.
Oh, them's yours, eh? Well, I whammed my shins against them last week. Why in thunder don't you move them?
Why don't I? I've been trying to get Sims to move them.
I wouldn't touch him. You see, Muley, Cal Conway wants a contract to handle that stuff.
Cal Conway? That pasty-faced, no-good, sneaking coyote? You ought to wash your mouth with soap when you speak his name. He ain't fitting to clean out the stall of my orneriest mule.
We can shake on that.
Well, what's the matter with you, Hank? Why don't you handle the freighting for Stoddard?
Not me.
He's afraid of what Conway might do.
Afraid of that buzzard? Ah.
Say, I've got an idea. Muley, that stuff could be loaded on mules. How about you moving it for me?
No, I ain't in the freighting business.
Well, you said there was nothing to it. Pick up the goods in one place and lay them down another.
But I
know you're not afraid of Cal Conway.
Afraid of that buzzard?
Sit down here. Let me lay a proposition before you, Muley. Maybe there's still a way to lick Cal Conway.
The Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed had made camp to give their horses a few days' rest. On the morning after Muley met John Stoddard, Dan Reed rode into town. When he returned at sunset, he had something of interest to tell.
Ho there, ho, Victor, ho, boy. Golly, hope I'm not too late to help with the chores.
No, you're not too late, Dan.
Been looking around town, Dan?
Not exactly. As a matter of fact, I didn't get beyond the railroad station. Oh, but I had fun. I met Muley Mason. He's a funny...
Me know Muley Mason.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you know him, Tonto?
Oh, him raise mules.
He's the best mule man in the West.
Is he really? I thought he was just bragging.
Oh, no, Dan. Muley Mason breeds mules for the Army. Didn't you see his ranch?
No, he promised to show it to me tomorrow. He had a big job at the station. He asked me to help, so I did.
At the station?
Yes. There were some heavy cases there.
Dan, did those cases hold mining machinery?
Yes. Do you know about them?
Go on, Dan. What about the cases?
Well, Muley Mason's going to move the machinery on mules. He had to unpack the stuff and put it in smaller boxes. I was helping him.
Dan, are you sure of that?
Of what?
That Mason is going to move that machinery?
Well, of course I am. He's going to take it to the mines. Mr. Stoddard himself was there helping for an hour or so.
Stoddard was?
He's the agent for the mining syndicate. Look here. What's the trouble? I thought there was something curious about the whole thing. Now I'm sure of it.
What made you think there was something curious about it?
Well, the way Mr. Stoddard and Muley talked. And the way Mr. Conway looked at us when he came by.
Conway?
He runs the Silver Dollar freight line.
Yes, I know he does. I wonder if he'll stand still while Mason handles the freight.
Muley Mason sure hates Conway. He told him to go to blazes.
Muley?
Yes, and he sure put it in strong language.
What did Conway say?
Not very much. He just told Muley that people who played with fire sometimes got burned.
Oh.
And then he went away. Muley mumbled things to himself for 10 minutes after Conway left.
Conway give him warning.
A warning?
Dan, here's the point. Conway wants an exclusive contract with the mining syndicate.
To handle freight?
Yes, and his price is far too high. Stoddard can't pay it.
Oh.
No other freight line dares touch the mining machinery.
Why not?
Because Conway will stop at nothing.
But Muley Mason's going to move the machinery.
When does he plan to start?
Tomorrow morning. He and his helper are going to start loading the mules an hour before daybreak.
I wonder what Conway will do about it.
Maybe we find out, huh?
You know Conway, don't you, Tonto?
He's skinny and pasty-faced. His nose is hooked like an eagle's or a vulture's.
Me know him.
Keep an eye on him. Get the horses, Tonto.
Me get him.
What do you think Conway will do?
I don't know, Dan. But when he told Muley Mason he was playing with fire, he wasn't fooling.
Come, Scout. Come, Silver.
Golly.
A lot can happen between here and the mines. Steady, Silver. We're riding, big fellow. You see, Dan, if that mining machinery is lost, the mines will have to stay shut down indefinitely. And that mustn't happen.
Cal Conway and a man known as Vince Arden had their heads together over a table in the town restaurant. The remains of their dinner had been pushed back to make room on the white tablecloth for Conway to illustrate his remarks.
Here, I'll show you exactly what I mean, Arden.
I ain't said I'd take the job yet.
You will when you see that there's no risk. Now, here. Right where I'm putting this dot is the town. Now, Mason will leave here along the South Trail.
Traveling west.
Yeah. Now, over here is where he has to go. This represents a mining area.
They won't like you marking up the tablecloth.
I don't care what they like. Now, this is the mining area, like I said.
All right, go on from there.
Now, here. Right about here, after Mason crosses Gopher Creek, he has to go through a canyon. He'll stay in that canyon for about 15 miles.
How do you know he'll take that route?
Because it'll save him 2 days' travel.
I see. Go ahead.
And they'll enter the canyon right about here. Now, don't attack at once. Let him reach a point along, along about here.
How far in is that, Conway?
It's about 4 hours' travel.
Go ahead.
Now, over here near the canyon's bend, there's a village of several hundred Indians.
Right on the floor of the canyon?
Yeah. There's good grassland and fine fishing in the river. Indians have been there for months.
I see.
Now, as soon as you attack, shoot Muley, Mason, and the men with them. Make it look like an Indian massacre.
Right.
Then unload the mules and throw the machinery into the river. But be sure you pick a place where it's deep.
What about the mule?
Leave them. The Indians will find them and capture them. They'll serve as proof that the Indians were the attackers.
Hey, Conway, that's all right.
you're satisfied that there's little risk?
Oh, there's risk enough, Conway. There's just the right amount of risk.
Right amount? What do you mean?
If there was any more risk, I wouldn't touch the job. If there was any less risk, you wouldn't pay me a good price for doing it. Now, let's get out of here. I got to slide out of town and get my men together.
Here's what he drew on the tablecloth.
Did you have any trouble then?
No, sir. I just sat down at the same table and ordered food. While I was there, I copied what he drew.
Good work.
Here it is. This is the way to hold it.
There's only one explanation, Tonto. Now, this is the route, and here's the canyon.
Me know that canyon, Kemosabe. Chief Little Bear camped there.
And that's what those marks must mean.
Yes, an Indian camp.
If anything happen in canyon, Little Bear get blamed.
Do you know him, Tonto?
Oh. Me know him plenty good, and him good Indian. Him good friend, Tonto.
Conway probably wants Little Bear to be blamed for the attack.
Conway frame Little Bear, and Tonto fix Conway.
Oh, wait, Tonto. You can't touch Conway until he acts.
And me go and tell Little Bear to watch out.
It's a long way to the canyon. Before we go there, we'll call on Muley Mason and try to persuade him to take a different route. Get your horse, Dan.
Right. Here, Victor.
And Tonto go too?
You wait in camp, Tonto. I'll take Dan because Mason already knows him.
Ah. I'm ready.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Victor.
Yes, what? Mask.
Mason.
So Conway's sending a mask man, eh? Run, get your hands up and fast.
Mr. Mason.
Dan, what's the idea of traveling with a mask man?
I came to warn you, Mason.
I told you to heist him.
Oh, that's not necessary. We'll just step inside. Close the door, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Well, of all the downright... Now, you see here, when I tell a man to heist his hands and hold a gun on him...
Mason, when you move that freight, you're tackling a big job.
Yeah, there's nothing to it. Pick it up in one place, put it down in another. That's freighting. Conway sent you, eh?
No, Mason. But you know very well that Conway won't sit back while you handle that shipment.
Well, then he can sit back or stand back. I'm handling it. Tell the buzzard I said so. Hank Sims come to warn me. John Stoddard came to warn me. Now you...
I came to give you some definite information. Conway was talking to a crook named Vince Arden.
I don't want to hear about Conway, the ornery buzzard.
Arden and a gang may lie in wait for you in the canyon.
They better not try it. I'm packing two guns.
Mason, they can pick you off from ambush. Indians are in the canyon, and they'll be blamed for whatever happens. Now, if you'll avoid the canyon and try...
And take 2 days extra for the trip? Not on your life. Me drive my mules 2 days extra because of Buzzard Face Conway?
If you try to go through the canyon, you'll never reach the mine.
I'll lay odds you're wrong. Tain't none of your business anyhow. Why are you so interested?
Because the miners need that machinery. Because I don't want the Indians blamed for what happens to you.
Well, I'm going through that canyon, and I'm starting in a few hours. That settles it.
All right. Come, Dan.
If I get any more visitors tonight, I declare I'll shoot through the door when I hear the rabbit.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story, Muley Mason refused to consider the longer route to the mines. He stuck to his intention to go through the canyon in spite of the many warnings. And as he drove his mule train on its way, he was filled with a strong determination to let nothing interfere with getting the machinery to its destination. Meantime, the Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto rode night and day, pausing only for the briefest rest periods.
Golly, Muley Mason sure is stubborn.
Conway's plan works out. Muley Mason will be killed. The freight will be lost, and the mines will have to stay closed. Little Bear's people will be blamed for everything. We'll probably be attacked by the miners as well as the lawmen.
What are we going
to
do?
We're going to get to that canyon as soon as possible. Come on, Silver.
Get a picture.
The Lone Ranger and his companions arrived at the canyon ahead of Muley Mason's mule team. They reined up near the deep stream to water the horses and to refill their canteen.
Oh, Silver,
oh, boy, easy, big fella. Sure made record time. It'll take Muley Mason a couple of days more to reach this point.
We'll need the time.
He's as stubborn as his mules.
And it isn't only Muley Mason we're trying to save. We're also concerned with the Indians of Little Bear's tribe, the mining machinery.
I know.
Gordon's gang destroys the cargo, the mines will stay shut down. Little Bear's people will be blamed for the attack and will probably suffer for it.
How far is the Indian camp?
I don't know. According to the sketch Conway drew on the tablecloth, the Indians are quite a distance down the canyon.
That's how it looked to me.
We'll ride downstream until we find them.
What if the Arden gang attacks before Muley gets this far?
They won't. The town of Hawksville is too near. They might be seen.
Arden make attack near Little Bear camp.
So the Indians will be blamed for it.
Tonto, from here on, you go ahead of us.
Me savvy.
If you can persuade Little Bear and all of his people to hurry to the plains near Hawksville, Arden will see them there.
Arden wouldn't dare attack then. He'd realize that Little Bear had an alibi.
That's an idea, Dan.
Do you think he'd give up the attack if he couldn't frame the Indians?
He'd have to.
Me go ahead now?
Yes, Tonto. Dan and I'll wait for you just this side of the village. Let us know how you make out with Little Bear.
Me let you know. Get him up, scout.
Tonto met Little Bear and talked at length. He found that his Indian friend had learned many of the country's laws and rules of justice. Little Bear's knowledge proved a stumbling block.
Tonto, you say bad man come here?
That's right.
Make plenty trouble?
Plenty trouble, Little Bear. Your people get blamed for trouble.
Little Bear people live in peace. Little Bear people never make trouble.
But you...
So Little Bear people not get blamed. Little Bear no law. Little Bear hear what soldiers say. Little Bear never forget.
What soldiers say?
Him say, live in peace, Indian never have fight with government. Little Bear people live in peace.
But Little Bear, you not savvy. Bad man make it look like your people rob, kill. You get blame.
We never rob, never kill. Soldiers say never get blame.
You not leave canyon.
Like canyon. Stay here.
But it only for short time, Little Bear. You come back at new moon.
Little Bear like canyon. Not leave.
In spite of all that Tonto could say, Little Bear remained firm, arguing that he had the word of an army officer that if he kept peace, he would have no trouble. When Tonto came to the Lone Ranger and Dan, he rode in fast and stopped suddenly.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella, oh, oh, fella, oh.
Golly, Tonto, you look excited.
There's one thing left to do.
What's the matter, Kemosabe?
Little Bear not leave. Now, Tonto act.
What are your plans?
You stay here, me ride back trail, meet Mason and capture him.
That won't do any good.
Carry him away from canyon.
But you can't take his mules.
Then Tonto go meet Arden gang and shoot it out.
Hold on, Tonto. That's going a long way.
Well, Little Bear, good friend, me go long way first. To save him.
You can't attack the Arden gang.
Me try.
But Tonto...
Well, if me in trouble, Little Bear save life. Give life to save Tonto. Little Bear in danger. Tonto act. You stay here. Me go alone.
Golly, Tonto, I've never seen you so excited.
Little Bear best friend in Indian tribe.
Hold on, Tonto. Now, You said that Little Bear would give his life to save you.
That's right. You not know Little Bear, but that true.
All right, then. Listen to me. Little Bear and his people are going to leave this canyon. Then you'll ride Victor and lead Scout over our back trail.
Yes, sir.
Go right through to Hawksville and wait there till we join you.
Him take Scout?
Yes. You're going back to Little Bear, Tonto. But you're going on foot.
The next evening, Tonto sat next to Little Bear at the council fire. There was feasting, and many stories of the hunt were told in Tonto's honor. But the masked man's friend paid little attention to what went on around him. His ears were tuned to catch the faint sound of a bird call that was to be a signal. Little Bear finally noticed Tonto's manner.
You not listen to story, Tonto. You think far away. What matter?
Little Bear, maybe someone come here get Tonto.
You got enemy? You afraid bad men?
Me tell you about bad men who come to Valley.
You afraid?
Maybe them come here.
You safe with Little Bear people.
Tonto know that way.
Tonto, you stand. Where you go?
Me think me hear sound. Me go back from council fire for a little way. Listen.
It only call of nightbird, Tonto.
Tonto go back into darkness. Listen there.
Tonto watched as Little Bear moved back into the way from the fire. In a moment, the Indian was swallowed by the darkness, and then there came a sudden cry.
Little Bear!
Tonto! Tonto! Jabba Kamo!
Little Bear!
Come
this way!
Come on,
Silver!
Kalemo! Jabba Kalemo! Get horse! Get horse! Jabba Kalemo! Get after Tonto!
Confusion reigned in the Indian village. Little Bear was everywhere, hurrying his men to the backs of their horses.
Then go that way. Right. Get after Tonto.
In a moment, the Indians were mounted and racing in pursuit of Tonto and the one who carried him away.
Come on, Silver.
Silver, carrying both the masked man and Tonto, raced along the floor of the canyon, well ahead of the Indians.
Are they coming, Tonto?
Indian come.
We'll get all the lead we can.
It long way to mouth the canyon.
Will Little Bear's people follow us that far?
Little Bear follow till him rescue Tonto. It not matter how far.
Good. Come on, Silver.
Sometime later, Silver's gait had changed to a steady lope that could be maintained for a long time. Then a faint glimmer of light showed on the trail ahead. As the Lone Ranger came near, he called...
It's Mason.
Him camp there.
Yes, I see his mules.
We stop there?
Yes, for a minute. I want to speak to him. Ho, Silver. Ho, boy, ho. Easy.
Here come, Mason. Get your hands up and keep them there. By thunder, I'm ready and waiting for anything you want to start.
Take it easy, Mason.
Oh, it's you. Doggone, I might have known it when I seen that white horse.
Did you see Dan Reed?
He passed me a long time ago on his way to Hawksville.
Good.
He said you'd likely be coming along, but I ain't taking chances.
The men who are after you will come from the other direction.
You're talking about Conway's hired crooks, the Arden Gang?
Yes.
I invite the ornery buzzards to make trouble. I can take care of myself and my mules. That goes for the freight as well.
Mason.
Thunderation, there's nothing to freighting. Pick it up in one place and put it down in another. I come all this way without a smidge of trouble.
Now listen to me. Indians are coming this way.
Bring them on. I'll handle them.
They'll not bother you. They'll ride right by.
They'd better not bother me.
When they've passed, you'll have a clear road ahead.
If it ain't clear, by Juniper, I'll clear it.
Come on, Silver.
Silver raced ahead. Dawn found the Lone Ranger at the mouth of the tunnel, and an hour later, while riding across the open plains toward Hawksville, he sighted a group of horsemen approaching.
The Arden Gang.
Me see him.
They're riding hard. They're planning to close in on Muley in that canyon.
That right.
You see Little Bear's men?
Them come. Me see him.
They've gained on us.
That right.
Good.
Arden Gang rein up. Watch us come.
We'll join them and wait for Little Bear to close in. Ho, Silver, ho, boy, ho.
Hey, you're a man.
Arden, your plans won't work.
What's that? Who are you, anyway? What's the idea of that mask?
You can't blame anything on the Indians.
I don't know.
Because they're coming here. See them?
Look over yonder.
The Redskins.
They're not in the canyon at all.
See here, you
think Tonto here has been captured. They're coming to rescue him.
Now, hold on here.
They see me talking to you, Arden. They think you had a hand in the abduction of this Indian.
Vince, I don't like the looks of those critters.
You better get out of their way.
I don't know.
Here they come, Arden. Think fast.
It was the darndest thing you ever heard.
Sit down there, Stoddard, and tell me about it. I see, Connery has two black eyes.
Vince Arden gave him those. Arden and his gang were pretty badly beaten up.
How did it happen?
Well, it seemed that they were suspected of abducting an Indian. The tribe from the canyon closed in on them and gave them a beating.
No murders?
No. Someone called the Little Bear's people off in time.
So the Arden gang didn't get it, Muley?
I guess not.
Then there's a chance of your mining machinery went through all right?
Well, I'm waiting to hear.
Hey there!
Muley Mason.
You're back from the mine.
Sure I'm back. That freight's delivered, Stoddard.
Good for you.
Shucks, there was nothing to it.
You had no trouble?
Trouble? Not a bit. A pack of Redskins passed me, but they didn't stop. Thunderation, I don't know why you critters get so head up about freighting. Nothing to it. Just a case of pick it up in one place and put it down another. Now, for a headache, you should raise mules.
I'm Silver! Hooray!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.